a beauty queen from a movie scene. I said, I don't mind, what do you mean? I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. She said, I am the one who will dance on the floor in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean, and she caused a scene. And every head turned with eyes gleam. Jean, the one who will dance on the floor in the round. People always told me, be careful what you do. Don't run around breaking young girls' hearts. My mother always told me, be careful who you love. Be careful what you do, cause the lie becomes the truth, yeah. And Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who claims that I am the one. But the kid is not my son. She claims I am the one. But the kid is not my son.
Oh, wow. Billie Jean, what a song. Consistently rated one of the best songs of all time. Accuse the man of anything, we will still say the world over, it's incredible, isn't it? But Billie Jean sticks out, doesn't it, of all of Michael Jackson's songs. You know, I guess this and Thriller. The biggest selling album of all time. So what do? With the best song of all time? We enjoy it, right? Well, not everyone. Even though everyone pretty much agrees it's either the best song of all time or at least a very, very, very good song. There's always one, isn't there? Because lyrically, what's it about? Well, people assume it's autobiographical, don't they? About someone claiming Michael Jackson was the father of her child. I know this seems ridiculous now, doesn't it? But this was the assumption in 1983 when it came out that Michael Jackson, he's bad, isn't he? He's a bad man. He's fucking lots of women, isn't he, that Michael Jackson? That's what we all thought. He's a bad... There's loads of kids all over the place. That's what we thought because of that fucking Michael Jackson. That's why there's so many kids in his house. That's why he needs a fairground. Because he's constantly fucking that heterosexual sex machine. Anyway, everyone was enjoying the song, apart from one woman. There's always one, isn't there? Lydia Murdoch. Who had a problem with Michael Jackson denying paternity in this song. And so wrote an answer song. Must have been one of the first examples, I think, of the answer song. Called Superstar. It basically copies this bass line. Billie Jean, and says like, Billie Jean, and I'm mad as hell. I'm a woman with a story to tell. Superstar. Check out the lyrics to this song. She starts imagining this hypothetical situation with Billie Jean saying, Michael, I sent you a telegram, but it came back saying you don't know who I am. Just go goes on and on. Lydia is getting so angry. She's wrecking clubs. Where you're at, she's mad as hell. Jesus, even the greatest song of all time and some fucker has to get angry. There's always one, isn't there? Whether it's having a go at Billie Jean or chucking soup over a Van Gogh, there's always one prick that wants to destroy, you know? People always told me, be careful what you do, don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mother always told me, be careful who you love, be careful what you do, cause the lies become the truth, baby. Be careful, there's always one. There's always one. Mad fucking Billie Jean. Mad Lydia. Shut the fuck up, Billie Jean. Shut the fuck up, Lydia. This is Michael fucking Jackson. We're going to carry on listening to his music, even if he treated you badly. Because Jesus, Lydia, a lot of people think the man's a paedophile and still happily dance around to this song. Yes, with their children. That's how good the music is, Lydia. So shut the fuck up. You know, you say that he's bad, and yet you sucked him dry to make cash. And yeah, that goes for the kids as well. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to dance over here to the best fucking song of all time.